High temperature around 91. Stay ahead of the storms. Download our new weather app. It has radar and future radar, plus push notifications for watches and warnings. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. It's free. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
These are headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell Jay. Firearms conviction handed down to 34-year-old Christopher Gilchrist. He could get up to 10 years in jail. He was in an altercation with another man at Value Gas Food Store on Highland Avenue. Got into a shootout. Three people were wounded. Big drug dealer off the streets in Macon County. A U.S. Marshal Services, along with Aaliyah, took down Steve James. He was wanted on four grand jury indictments. When he was arrested, he had two shotguns and what appeared to be cocaine, marijuana, and grinders with cocaine residue. So, yes, additional charges. Alabama Governor Kay Ivey's headed to Paris, sugar. She's going to attend the Paris Air Show with a development team in tow. The main goal of the trip, she says, to position Alabama for prolonged aerospace industry growth. And don't forget, a week from today, the Chilton County Peach Festival kicks off in Clanton with the Peach Jam. That's your headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell Jay.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Save on your next oil change when you purchase 5 quarts of Castrol GTX conventional motor oil and a MicroGuard filter for $23.99. Or for higher mileage vehicles, upgrade to Castrol GTX High Mileage for $24.99. Plus, get a $5 O'Reilly gift card by mail. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Ace is having our biggest Craftsman sale of the year, just in time for Father's Day. Now through Monday only, find over $600 in savings on our best Craftsman products throughout the store, including hand tools, power tools, tool chests, outdoor power equipment, and more. Hurry in now for the biggest Craftsman sale of the year, only at your local Ace. Sale ends Monday.
Offers valid at participating stores and include instant savings for Ace Rewards members. See store for details.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The jury in Bill Cosby's sexual assault trial says it's deadlocked.
The NCAA just announcing penalties over an escort scandal involving the Louisville basketball program.
Republicans and Democrats play an annual charity baseball game.
Hospital officials in Washington, D.C. say that Louisiana Congressman Steve Scalise remains in critical condition. He's had surgery since being shot in a Virginia park.
President Trump has turned to Twitter once again to express unhappiness with investigations into Russian meddling in the election and more. This comes after the Washington Post reported special counsel Robert Mueller is investigating possible obstruction of justice.
Nike cutting more than 1,000 jobs, 2% of its workforce, partly to better accommodate online shoppers.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says the use of electronic cigarettes by American teenagers has dropped for the first time.
An explosion in China at the gate of a kindergarten.
The estranged wife of the incoming Prime Minister of Lesotho has been shot to death just before her husband's inauguration.
Four times in my life, America's been at war. That's a tragic waste of lives. And it makes you realize how desperately the world needs a lasting peace. Just across the hall here in the White House is the Roosevelt Room, named after the two Roosevelts who served here, one a Republican, one a Democrat. Many decisions are made in that room. And often as I meet with my staff, I gaze up at the five five service flags, each representing one of the five military services. And draped from each flag are battle streamers, signifying every battle campaign fought since the Revolutionary War. Each ribbon a remembrance of a time when American men and women spilled their blood into the soil of distant lands. My fondest hope for this presidency is that the people of America give us the continued opportunity to pursue a peace so strong and so lasting that we'd never again have to add another streamer to those flags.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
79 degrees outside. Star market is up 11 points. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself, the one and only Joey Clark.
Hello.
How you doing today, big guy?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
I am doing extremely well because it is the weekend.
Ah, yes.
Oh, man. That was a weird weather we had last night. Man, I just came flying through there and debris all over the place. Swimming pool is like a big old tree farm or something.
And now that I live in your area, I get worried now with these storms, just thunderstorms, because of all the trees and all the hanging power lines.
Yeah, that's why I live in Little Bay Root, man. The power goes out religiously at my place. 272-9228, that's where we are. Okay, we got a lot going on today. Father's Day is this Sunday, and to get ready for it, we're going to be doing gift certificates from Pepper Tree Steak and Wine. We have a listener that bought one gift certificate, and then I got the other one. And the reason we're doing two is we're going to have the guys' list and the girls' list. So the guys kind of come in and talk about their dad and want to get in for the drawing, and the girls call in and talk about their dads and get in for the drawing. And that dad could also be your children's dad, by the way. If you'd like to go in that fashion, too. Dads, don't call in on your own children's dad, maybe your brother's dad or something like that. But $250 gift certificates from Pepper Tree Steak and Wine will be yours for the picking. And I want to tell you something. They also, Dan Morris Show special, $75 gift certificates for $65 at Pepper Tree. If you want to make your dad the father really, really happy, get him that. I'm telling you, he will love it and love you for it. Or say, honey, I've got dinner all taken care of for you, and go out and get some steaks and twice-baked potatoes and a fabulous bottle of wine, and do that as your Father's Day meal or nighttime meal. It's going to be really good. Also, reminder of Vintage Year if you want to book a reservation for Sunday brunch at Vintage Year. Oh gosh, I left my wallet in my car. I want to give a shout-out to Jeff from Montgomery Eye Physicians. He took care of me Tuesday, and he's a big listener to the show. He goes, I knew I heard that voice from somewhere.
Yeah.
And so thanks so much for taking great care of me. He's a great guy, and we chatted a lot. He was poking around my eyes and sticking stuff in my eyes and drops and asking me questions and making me read things I couldn't read and realize how blind I was. 272-9228. So that's the telephone number. If you want to get in for the drawing, you just need to call, say something. Talk about your dad, guys' list, girls' list, and we'll take it from there. Well, we just got a verdict on the texting manslaughter case in Massachusetts. Let's listen in.
Ms. Carter, please stand. This court, having reviewed the evidence and applied the law thereto, now finds you guilty on the indictment charging you with the involuntary manslaughter of the person Conrad Roy III. This court further finds that the Commonwealth has proven beyond a reasonable doubt that you are a youthful offender and you are a judge soul at this time. You may be seated. That verdict is now recorded, and it is in writing as well.
So they found her guilty of manslaughter in Massachusetts. Wow. For the texting, for the suicide death, that it was mitigating the circumstances of her texting him, saying, go ahead and do it. And that was a pretty fast verdict compared to the Cosby verdict, which has not come down yet. Let's go to Carol. Carol, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show. How are you today?
Oh, I'm very well, darling. How are you?
I am very good.
Well, I don't know how y'all go about selecting your sponsors for mm-hmm. your show,
mm-hmm.
but I do have a big shout-out for Mr. Electric.
Ah.
This guy is amazing.
Really?
He was out at the house when he said he was going to be there, gave me a free, get this, a free estimate. Other people I had called were going to charge between $60 and $90 to crank the truck and drive over to give me an estimate. He gave me a free estimate. It was very well within the budget. He was in here and out in just a matter of a few hours. The work was wonderful. Anybody needs a really good electrician, call Thomas at Mr. Electric.
Wow, now that is a ringing endorsement. Well, what did you have done?
I have a 5-bay garage in my backyard.
5-bay?
Yeah, well, 2 bays is a pottery shop, and 3 bays I rent out to friends of mine to work on their Model A's.
Wow.
And it has a real high ceiling, the Model A side.
Mm-hmm.
And we had fluorescent light put in the top, and of course the ballasts have gone and the tubes have to be changed, and this is like a 12 or 15 foot ceiling, and so it was real dicey to even change the light tubes. But Thomas came over and put in LED lights for me. They're good for 10 years. It even improved the looks of the garage. It was so much neater. There's no glare. I was just so very pleased. And I said to myself, self, the next time you are home during the noon hour, you have got to call Dan and tell him how wonderful his sponsor is.
Well, that is spectacular. That is really wonderful that you said that, and I know he appreciates it.
Well, anytime I need anything else done, or if any of my friends need anything done, you can better believe I'll give his name.
I like that. Thank you so much for the telephone call, Carol.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Bye. You have a great day. I love to hear that kind of stuff. Love to hear that stuff. Okay, so guilty on texting manslaughter charges, and later on she is had reported said, it is all my fault.
Mm.
She said that after the verdict. It's all my fault. You didn't hear in that very clearly, but she's going to be charged as a youthful offender, which is going to mean that she's not going to serve time as a full-fledged adult with this. So that will be something good for her in the sense that she hopefully can redeem herself out of this. She certainly did make a terrible, terrible mistake. Another thing that happened is, you remember the two guys in Georgia, the bad boys that killed the correctional officer and they escaped and carjacked a car? Did you see that news story?
I don't think I did.
These guys were white supremacist, just bad boy kind
yeah.
of folks. So Hero home owner hosts fugitives at gunpoint.
Maybe the best story of the morning. These two picked the wrong guy to mess with. A brave homeowner catches a pair of dangerous escaped prisoners and holds them at gunpoint until police arrive. Look at this. Donnie Rowe and Ricky DuBose busted trying to steal a car near Nashville, Tennessee. They've been on the run since Tuesday. We've been reporting this. They're accused of escaping a prison bus in Georgia and killing two corrections officers with their own guns. The dangerous pair had been serving time for armed robbery, but it looks like they'll now face murder charges.
Whoops. So this guy sees them. They're trying to jack his car. He gets his pistol out and holds them at bay. They're laying on their stomachs, hands behind their back, taking a picture of this thing. I'm sure it'll be a picture on the news tonight. But this, you, this is one of those things you just don't mess around with some people. It's over, if I'm not mistaken, over by Nashville, I think he said.
Right, and I mean, this is, again, the argument for why you need the Second Amendment. And well, it's also the argument, like, the Draw Muhammad contest out in Texas. Mm-hmm. Like, Joe Rogan has a whole bit about it, saying that's a different type of white people out in Texas. I mean, you crazy jihadists, can you not spot a trap when you see one? it's a good argument for if you are able to defend yourself, you're competent with your firearm. I would say don't just go buy a gun. This is why I haven't just gone and bought a gun. I want to be able to buy a gun and be very proficient with it.
Competent and proficient, as we say. 272-9228. Two gift certificates, Pepper Tree Steak and Wine, $50 each. One for a guy, one for a gal, calling in about their dad for Father's Day. We're going to be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
Not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by proof pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car Stamp of Approval. What is proof pricing? That's Jack Ingram's best price, simple and clear, with true price comparisons from third-party leaders. And when it comes to saving you money, there's nothing better than seeing the proof. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche certified vehicles in our area, or shop hundreds of other pre-owned mates starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 3 days to return it for a full refund. Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars has hundreds of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit your needs. And if by some small chance they don't have it, they will find it for you and deliver it to your driveway. Confidence and trust is a Jack Ingram Signature Used Car guarantee.
Come see me, Tip Tames, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on Eastern Boulevard, or shop online at jackingram.com.
Student loans, credit card payments, payday loans. I felt trapped by all the money I owed. Then I heard about debt consolidation from ASE Credit Union. It was such a relief to have someone help me figure it all out. Whether it's a lower interest loan or a zero interest credit card, ASE can help you get out of debt faster and lower your monthly payments. Say yes to ASE. They're your goals. ASE is your credit union. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal opportunity lender.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. One of the things that kind of hit out there is this story of Russia claiming that al-Baghdadi, they killed him in an air raid. they say they may have killed him.
And right.
We've had the sightings of his death before, but you just don't ever know about these things. So let's start out with the Russian military claims airstrike may have killed ISIS leader.
We have conflicting reports about a possible major development in the fight against ISIS. Russia's military claimed overnight an airstrike in Syria may have killed Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, the leader of the terror group.
It says the airstrike last month targeted an ISIS gathering outside Raqqa. That's the de facto capital. But multiple sources in the Pentagon and the State Department cannot confirm his death. And the Russian Foreign Ministry is also unsure about al-Baghdadi's fate. Holly Williams is in Istanbul with the latest on this story.
Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov admitted today that Russia does not have 100% confirmation that it killed Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. Russia is apparently checking whether or not he was killed by an airstrike, allegedly targeting a meeting of ISIS leaders near Raqqa in Syria in the early hours of May 28th. That's nearly 20 days ago. Now, the whereabouts of al-Baghdadi have long been a mystery. There have been many rumors of his death, and he's very rarely been captured on camera. He did appear in 2014 in Mosul, Iraq, to proclaim himself the caliph or leader of his so-called Islamic State. We do not know how much of a role he played in ISIS militarily or strategically, or how much impact his death would have on the group other than symbolically. Al-Baghdadi rose to become the leader of Al-Qaeda's offshoot in Iraq, later splitting with Al-Qaeda's leadership, which has criticized ISIS for its brutality.
Let's go to the phones to go to Randall. Randall, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
How y'all doing, fellas?
Doing good, Randall. How are you, buddy?
Good. Happy Father's Day to you, sir. I hate to jump off the Russia thing, but
you go wherever you want to go, buddy.
I was calling about Marco Rubio. You know, they're doing a little speech now, and he's. I mean, I hadn't really followed him as much as I should have been, as how much he's backing Trump. But it seems he's all on his team now because he's over there, you know, putting his arm around Cuba. Has Marco been with Trump this whole time, or has he been bucking against him?
During the campaign, he was against him. Once he won the presidency, he was kind of okay. But then when he got inaugurated, he started warming up to him, particularly when he was talking about trade and doing some different things on the international front, and particularly with Cuba.
That's good. I mean, I'm glad he didn't just jump on board. It's showing a good thing. Maybe the tide's starting to turn a little bit. But I like to say happy Father's Day to my daddy. Man, he's touched Montgomery and Millbrook and Elmore County all his life doing dirt work. And named Randy Davis, they called him Bigum, pretty much all his life. And he's worked from Wadsworth, Southeast Cherokee, some at Dubose. I mean, when they merged together. But right now, he's in the hospital. He just got took to the hospital. He ain't been taking care of himself too good. Diabetes and messed around and got a tooth infection. I think he done got in his blood. But anyway, you throw him up on that prayer list if you could.
What's his first name, Randall?
Randy. Randy is what is.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Well, Randall, I'm going to put your name in for the drawing for the gift certificate. And for the audience, if you would have a prayer say a prayer for Randy, I know Randall would really appreciate that.
Yes, sir. And a good bottle of wine.
There you go, brother.
All right, brother. We'll see y'all.
Take care. Okay, Randall down for one. Let's go to Red Tide. Red Tide, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show on a Friday TGIF.
Hey, gentlemen, how you doing?
Doing good, buddy.
I just can't keep up with the front yard growing, I tell you. All I gotta say, it's really moving in this town, isn't it?
It really is, man. Wayne Spivey came over last night, and I said, man, it's amazing how my grass looks now because of all this rain and the fertilizer that they put on my yard.
Oh, Wayne's such a good guy. He's a good friend of mine.
Oh, is he? He's a great guy.
I've done a lot of work with him, very encouraging to hear the Russians going after a terrorist. I don't know if anybody else noticed this, but that's a first. I've never heard of a story of the Russians going after to kill a terrorist.
Have you?
Well, they're against ISIS because ISIS is against Assad, and so they're trying to decapitate the leadership of ISIS.
Well, and in fact, Putin has really fancied himself or sold himself to the Russian people as the guy who can fix it, in particular on terrorism. In part, and especially on their southwest, I guess it would be southwestern Russia with Chechnya and whatnot.
Yeah, but very encouraging. This is a great sign of cooperation between the U.S. and the Russians. We're both going after the terrorists and making news about it.
There you go.
I feel that is noticeable.
If you get
a couple other issues on Nightly Business Report last night, had a good report on Trump extending the apprenticeship program for people across the United States, and they gave a good description of the apprenticeship and all this kind of stuff. It seems like a very worthwhile project.
It really is.
This notion, high-skilled trade.
Yeah, this notion of having to graduate from college, I mean, we've been talking about this for a year on the show, and you need to really rethink that. There's so many trades you can do and make a lot of good money.
And also, Trump about to change the drug pricing situation dramatically with what do they call it, value pricing, or there's a term that they had for it, but I think they're about to get a handle on the drug pricing, and the drug companies are noticing big time, and I think they're about to come down on a lot of this prescription prices because they've been wrecking us something terrible. have you heard about that?
Yes, I have. It's and what you're doing is they're doing group pricing where you're buying a whole bunch of medicine, and that's bringing the price down substantially.
Well, it should. And, you know, it's so hard to find these accomplishments. I would like to broadcast them as much as possible, and I do to a lot of people, too, so much for their irritation, because I have a lot of very liberal customers, I promise you. But I'm a good competitor. I argue with these folks about Donald Trump all day long, and they got a good competitor. Roll Tide, go Trump. Have a great weekend, guys.
Thanks, Red Tide. Appreciate you, buddy. Let's go to Dana. Dana, welcome on board the Dan Morris Show.
Good afternoon, guys.
How are you, Dana?
I'm well. How are y'all?
We're good, because it's TGIF.
I hear you. Talking about Father's Day is kind of bittersweet for me. Tomorrow will be 20 years since my dad left us and went to heaven. He passed away 20 years ago, just a few weeks from his 50th birthday. So I lost my father at a young age, and then my daughter never really knew her dad. I wanted a bad boy and got one. You know, kind of learned from that. So my daughter lost what was a father figure to her at just age 4 in my dad. So, I kind of played the role of mom and dad all those years. And thankfully, we had some good godly men around us that were, you know, filled in at times for the father figure for both myself and my daughter.
If you don't mind me asking you, Dana, because I lost my father when I was 9 years old, how old were you when you lost your father?
Well, I was 24.
Okay. It really is. It's different when you lose a dad and or a mom, but it really, particularly as a young person, it really has an effect on you.
Right. Now, my daughter was only 4, and her father was never in her life, but my dad was that fatherly role for her. So she was only 4 when she lost that. So. Yes.
Dana, I really appreciate your telephone call. Can I put your name in for the drawing?
Sure. That'd be great.
Give me Dana, first letter of your last name?
B.
Did you get that?
Say that again. C?
B. B as in Bravo.
B as in Bravo. Okay.
Dana Bravo. Dana, I appreciate your telephone call today. We've got your name in for the drawing. We're going to do the drawing right at the end of the program.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Dana. That was sweet. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Friday, TGIF edition. Eddie Paul, hang on, going to be right back to you.
The Dan Morris Show.
carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
It's that time of year again. The mosquitoes are coming back. The River Region is known for its pesky mosquito. We've all heard the late-night mosquito truck driving through the neighborhood spraying to try to calm the mosquito population. But that's all it does. It calms it down. They don't drive where you spend most of your time, your backyard. Well, I have a solution for you. Mosquito Terminators. They apply a repellent every 21 days that virtually eliminates all mosquitoes in your yard. Imagine sitting outside and never having to worry about mosquitoes. Have a pool? You need Mosquito Terminators. Cook a lot? Mosquito Terminators. Have kids and you want them to enjoy playing outside? Mosquito Terminators. How do you get these guys on your side? Call LeVon at 513-2940. That's 513-2940. Tell them you're a Dan Morris Show listener.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lillian Wu. The Senate Intelligence Committee holding a public hearing next week to gather more information on Russia's alleged meddling in our election.
The president tweeting, I am being investigated for firing the FBI director by the man who told me to fire the FBI director. Witch hunt. The president apparently referring to Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, who named Robert Mueller as special counsel.
Fox Radio's John Decker.
The Washington Post reporting today that Mueller is investigating the business and financial dealings of the president's son-in-law and top aide Jared Kushner as part of his investigation into Russia's interference in the 2016 presidential election.
And the president officially reversing course on so-called Dreamers, undocumented immigrants who came to the U.S. as small kids, now leaving in place a program to protect them from deportation. Fox News, we report, you decide.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialists. For a free quote, call 1-800-577-2058. AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialists. They support everything you love.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Another active weather day. Scattered showers and thunderstorms will become rather numerous by later on this afternoon and this evening. A couple of the storms will be on the strong side, high around 90. Tonight's low 72. Tomorrow, still a generous supply of random afternoon and evening storms. About 50-50 coverage tomorrow with a high around 90. And we had to go up to about a 50% chance on Father's Day Sunday, too, with a high temperature around 91. Stay ahead of the storms. Download our new weather app. It has radar and future radar, plus push notifications for watches and warnings. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. It's free. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Shop the Carpet Barn's inventory reduction sale. Carpet remnants 50% off and plush carpet now 44 cents a square foot. Save thousands at the Carpet Barn in Montgomery.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris. 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Much better?
Much better.
Joey just got his headsets fixed.
Yeah, if it looked like I was squinting in the dark because it was cutting in and out. It's weird.
In our business, folks, and if you can see my headset, they are just absolutely demolished, but headset is really important in this business. Let's go to the phones and go to Eddie. Eddie, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Morris, how are you doing today?
Eddie, I'm good, and how are you?
I'm doing very well. I just got a quick question.
Sure.
And it concerns Cuba.
Cuba.
Yes, sir. It's, to be so close to us, I was wondering if you could give us the Fisher-Price version of why we can never seem to patch up that relationship when we can get along with countries all over the world that we don't agree with, but I can't figure out the Cuba deal.
That's an interesting question. I think it's because we can't normalize anything with Cuba. Well, up to the point that Barack Obama did, but he basically normalized it by giving them what they wanted. But you know, this goes way back from the Castro regime taking over, and on that New Year's Eve night, that everybody ran out of Cuba.
Well, and I think I'll use an analogy that some people might claim I'm a Russian plant for saying this, but in the same reason the Russians are freaking out over Ukraine, we freaked out over Cuba because it is essentially a foot in the door, camel's nose under the tent, right there where you could have a military alliance at the time with the Soviet Union. And I think we've always been very nervous about them being right there on our doorstep.
But it just seems like we have a grudge that we just can't seem to get over. And for the life of me, I can't figure it out.
Well, it was a takeover of a country that we had friends with. We were friends with, and we tried to get it back through the Bay of Pigs. That didn't work out very well. And then Russia, it became a satellite country for Russia. Hence the Cuban Missile Crisis.
At this point, I see what you're getting at, Eddie. I mean, it needs to be solved.
Yeah, we need to resolve this thing. But Castro is supposed to be stepping down fairly soon, so it's going to be interesting to see what happens with it.
Well, good deal. Well, I appreciate you guys' opinion, man. I love your show.
Thank you, Eddie. I appreciate it. Let's go to Paul. Paul, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, I appreciate it, Dan. I enjoy listening to your show every day.
Well, thank you.
My point on the, it was a couple of callers ago about Russia going after that ISIS leader, mm-hmm. and he was talking about it was a good thing that, you know, they're doing something with us. Let me tell you something, my friend. Do not trust the Russians. After 21 years of being active duty in the Army, I spent a lot of time in Europe. Them hardliners over there would like nothing more than to see our government collapse and just go into total chaos.
Oh, absolutely.
I will never, ever trust the Russians. That's just my feelings.
Do you think we should try to do business with them? Do you think we ought to try to negotiate with them and do things with them?
Maybe if we can get the hardliners out of there. But as long as them hardliners are still in there and have anything to do with it, I say no.
Interesting. Because they could be a great asset with us if we could work out an alliance in dealing with Middle East issues.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you. But as long as them hardliners have any control in there, then I don't trust them.
Senator, where were you stationed over in Europe?
I was stationed several places in Germany. I was in Germany 5 different times.
Well. Air Force or Army? A Rumstead? Or
Army.
Army.
Okay. Army. Army. 21 years, yes.
Wow. Paul, I appreciate you, buddy. Go ahead.
I wanted to say, my dad, we lost him 43 years ago. But and my kids are the only ones of the grandkids that never got to meet him. Hmm. And I wish he was still around that where he could see my kids, see how they've grown. But not a day goes by that I don't think about my dad.
Paul, give me your first letter of your last name.
G, as in golf.
Paul G. Paul G, you're in for the drawing, okay, my friend?
I appreciate it, Dan. You have a good Father's Day.
Thank you, Paul. Appreciate it. I certainly will. Let me go to Elmore County Redneck, which could be a whole bunch of people.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Elmore County Redneck.
How are y'all doing?
We're good. And you?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. About got flooded last night, but I made it.
There you go.
Listen, I'm totally off subject here, but our company teamed up with Harley-Davidson and had a poker run for the Wounded Warrior Project last Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to thank everybody. We had a great bunch of folks, and we raised a little over $5,300 for those folks.
That is great.
And had a good time doing it.
There you go. Anytime you can get on the back of a bike and raise money for charity, that's a good thing, right?
It is, and I love them, but you meet some characters.
Yeah, since the rock bottom is closed, I don't see nearly as many as those characters as I used to.
Oh, yeah. Well, we had some guys from American Legion, VFW, and then just in general, like myself. So I just want to tell everybody that participated, I really thank them.
So where is the hangout bar for bikers?
I don't know because I don't hang out at bars all the time.
You don't want to confess anything on Moore County Redneck?
Well, look, I love George Nickel, but not when I'm on two wheels.
You're a smart man. You're a smart man.
Yes, sir. Well, hey, listen, I love the show, and I just want to, like I say, reach out to anybody that's listening that participated. I just really want to thank them.
Well, we appreciate you calling in and thanking them. I want you to have a wonderful day and a wonderful weekend.
Thank you, sir. Y'all too.
Thanks. 2729-228. Let's go to the second part of the story. This is the NBC cut of this.
Morning. This raid by Russian fighter jets over Syria was carried out almost 3 weeks ago. Russia waiting until this morning to make the dramatic announcement, saying it has informed the US that Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi may be dead. But the use of the word may, meaning the fate of the man some call the invisible sheikh, is still unclear. Unconfirmed reports this morning that the leader of ISIS is dead, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, seen here delivering a sermon in 2014, claiming a large area of Iraq and Syria, declaring a caliphate or Islamic State. Russia's defense ministry saying he and up to 330 fighters may have been killed in a strike on May 28th. Posting on the Ministry of Defense Facebook page, according to the information that is being checked via various channels, Ibrahim Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, the leader of ISIS, was at the conference and was liquidated by the strike.
Liquidated. I love when they have liquidated. The British people do these reports here. Well, liquidated.
You got to be careful listening too much from the Brits or reading too much from British writers, because I have, in my own writing, I spell words with American editors. They go, why'd you spell it with the British spelling? Like, because that's how they spell it. I'm like, in my color with a U in it. I kind of like the British spellings. I don't know why.
U. That's why that is how they do it. Okay, so this could be a pretty big deal. Let's listen to the second part of the story, then let's get into a reporter or journalist talking about the possible effects of this.
The U.S.-led coalition saying this morning it cannot confirm the report. The raid had targeted a meeting of ISIS leaders in their Raqqa stronghold in northern Syria, the Russians say, now believing al-Baghdadi may have been at that meeting.
Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi is dead.
But there have been a number of previous reports of his death, and his whereabouts have not been known for some time. This among the few pictures of al-Baghdadi before he emerged as the leader of ISIS in around 2010, after splitting from al-Qaeda. He was officially designated as a terrorist in 2011, the US now offering $25 million for information leading to his capture. But ISIS has lost considerable territory after increasing pressure from airstrikes by the U.S. and its allies. Secretary of State saying in March,
nearly all of Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi's deputies are now dead. It is only a matter of time before Baghdadi himself meets this same fate.
If the report is true, it would be a major military achievement for Russia in the ongoing effort to defeat ISIS. And al-Baghdadi, who was born in Iraq, was detained at a U.S. prison camp there until 2009. In the years that followed his release, he built that fighting force that became known as ISIS. His death would be a huge blow, Matt and Savannah, to that group, and inevitably boost Russia's ambitions in the Middle East.
You know, when I saw Tillerson say that, the person who came to my mind was John Wayne. Mm-hmm. He had that kind of John Wayne quality, and he's going to meet the same fate.
No, I think this is a great development, especially with the United States and Russia being on the same page. I'm one of the few things we can be on the same page on. But it makes me worried. I saw a report today that now they're saying, oh, Sessions met with another Russian, so to speak, quote-unquote Russian, because it was some lobbyist he was in a dinner with who lobbies for Gazprom. And this guy also is on the board of the Center for the National Interest, where Trump gave his first foreign policy speech. I, in fact, read the National Interest almost every day. It's a great outlet, has all sorts of different thinkers, geopolitical thinkers in it. But they tend to be more of a realist variety instead of the liberal interventionist or neoconservative, whatever you want to call it. They tend to say, no, let's work with Russia where we can. They just have an honest geopolitical disagreement with other thinkers in D.C. And if we start playing this game that if you believe in more of a realist foreign policy or a nicer foreign policy with Russia, then now you're colluding with the Russians, that's a very dangerous road to go down, because it's beyond kicking Trump out of office. It's dealing with the foreign policy of one of the most important countries when it comes to U.S. relationships abroad.
Yeah, well, I mean, would Reagan be have been considered right. colluding with the Russians and what we were doing? I mean, we were trying to get... You've got to have a starting talking point. And the problem with when Reagan was there, we were losing. You know, you had Brezhnev, you had Andropov. They were dropping like flies.
Well, and to think of this...
Finally, we got somebody under 55.
The way this think tank, you know, really views the world, think of like Dana Rohrabacher. But this is the problem. Remember that story the Washington Post leaked months ago where they said said Kevin McCarthy in a closed private meeting said, I think Putin pays Rohrabacher. Well, because Rohrabacher doesn't believe in your nonsense foreign policy that ups the pressure against the Russians. He thinks that is not going to serve us well. So now he's paid by Putin because he has a disagreement on foreign policy?
Well, and you've got the John McCain's of the world who don't want to do it because they hate Russia. And then you've got the Democrats who are saying we don't want to do it because then you're colluding with the Russians. And it's just a political technique that they're using, and that's all. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show. We're going to be back after this brief break.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Your morning outright with Greg, Rich, and Jay. Mornings 6 till 9, only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. It can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
Tearing down the walls of allowable opinion. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
.27 29 228, that's where we are. Father's Day edition. We're doing two gift certificates. One for a female caller, another one for a male caller. $50 gift certificate to Pepper Tree Steak and Wine. Just call in and talk about your dad living or having moved on. Okay, so we have a journalist who's going to be talking about the effect of the al-Baghdadi death here. And we're getting close to where we need to bring Dr. Sorensen back in because we had the cutter thing, we've got this, but we need a couple more moves on the chessboard before I get him back in here. But let's listen in to this journalist.
I guess the first question is there any reason to be skeptical about whether or not this is true? I mean, Russia itself says we're not sure.
Yeah, I mean, on one hand, there is a part of the evidence that suggests, yes, there should be skepticism. As Kier was mentioning, there have been several reports that he's been killed in the past, mostly online. But the significance of this, it's the first time the Russians have come out and announced it. So I would put that in the column of, yes, there's a little bit of skepticism there. But also interesting, the Russian statement doesn't say he's been killed with certainty. They also say he showed up at a meeting with about 300 other militants. For a guy that has been on the run and is super reclusive and is considered to be a tactical mastermind, seems highly unlikely that he would show up to a meeting in Raqqa with 300 other militants.
It would seem like a big mistake. If it's true, it comes at a time where ISIS has had some defeats on the battlefield, but expanding their reach through attacks in Europe and elsewhere. compare this, again, if it's true, the killing of al-Baghdadi and its impact on ISIS right now to 2011 and the killing of Osama bin Laden and its impact on al-Qaeda?
So that's a great question because you have to look at it in two contexts. One, the immediate battlefield, and this guy was a tactical mastermind. So he had control, command and control of the organization in the battlefield of Syria and in Iraq. He certainly was an inspiration to the organization. His death is going to disrupt that. It's going to disrupt the ability of the organization to fight back, try to hold territory. But his ability to inspire, as we saw with the killing of bin Laden, it actually decentralizes the organization. And what ends up happening is you see ISIS in other countries like Egypt, like Libya, suddenly spout a new generation of leaders that are more hardline. Keep in mind, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi was put on the U.S. terrorism list after the killing of bin Laden. So it gives you a sense of, like, bin Laden was killed, al-Qaeda central becomes weakened. And then you see al-Qaeda sprout out in the Arabian Peninsula, North Africa, and you could see a similar thing happen with ISIS if this report is true.
Now, the reason I played that is he hit a lot of key points that Sorensen had always talked about. A brilliant tactician. He is the guy that went to go into Mosul, and they're going to go free a prison and basically set all these prisoners free, which were kind of the new ISIS kind of arm. There was their little recruiting place. And the troops just threw down their guns and ran like crazy, and they took over Mosul. And that made Mosul the caliphate capital, because that's where al-Baghdadi was. But he's also the one that kind of would come up with these tactical ways of doing the bombs and cars and trucks and the way they would tunnel.
Yeah.
Very, very smart guy.
It's kind of a combination of asymmetrical warfare, that's the latter you're talking about, but also, you know, old-fashioned blitzkrieg. You hit Mosul fast. You hit them fast and hard, and they're unprepared.
So it would be big if this, and he also did the decentralization of the command too, where he started doing mirrors out there of all these different places and did a little interneting over here, a little interneting over there, where you had a decentralized command that was there. Let's go to Kim. Kim, welcome aboard.
Hey there, you.
Hey Kim, how are you?
Sorry for my voice quality. I've had a long 2 week training. People who work with teachers across the country, and I'm just getting in from Phoenix.
From Phoenix, Arizona?
Phoenix, Arizona, yes.
Where were you staying, and how'd you like Phoenix?
Well, we were in Scottsdale.
I love Scottsdale.
Valley Ho, which was really, really neat. It mm-hmm. was a great place. Yeah, it was really nice. So in old Scottsdale.
Yeah, I love Scottsdale.
Yeah, very nice.
Did you get to go get out of Phoenix, and did you go up to the Grand Canyon or anything? Kim, did I lose you?
Kim, did you mute yourself?
Kim, did you do that with those cute little cheeks?
Whoop. Yeah, I think her call dropped.
Debbie!
Hi!
How are you?
I'm doing good. I was wanting to brag about my father.
Absolutely. We want to hear that. That's what the show's all about.
Awesome. Yes. You know, it's not very often I get to brag, so I'm going to do the best I can. My dad was born on a farm, and he started as a very young child working out in the field. He would talk about how when the end of the harvest was done, his father would go put a watermelon in their creek down in the back of the field, and they would go out there and have a picnic, have watermelon, and celebrate the end of harvest every year. That was kind of their treat. And then when he got older, he started working, and he became manager as a very young man. He was always very work-oriented. He ended up having four wonderful children. I'm one of them. I'm blessed. And he took care of all of us. My mother was an at-home wife. He worked an average of 72 hours after 15 years when he retired from his first job.
Man.
So, yeah. I mean, talk about work.
That's 16-hour days, any way you look at it, man.
Yes. He was always extremely good about doing what he had to do. But when he came home, it was all family. He never went anywhere unless it was with us, because he had very little time when he was not working. And so it was family day, and we would go and work with them outside doing chores. If it was, you know, most days, one weekend out of the month, we'd go to his mother's and spend the day enjoying. And then on the holidays, we would go to the mountains and camp out for our vacations.
Oh, wow.
But it was always wonderful to know that I had such a dedicated father that was dedicated to his work and his family and to his church. He was a deacon of the Baptist church we were raised in. When my mother became very ill a couple of years ago, he took care of her until the day she died. He was in bed with her when she died. And he would let nobody but me help him with her. I mean, he was just absolutely amazing, amazing. Just break your heart to see how loving he was the whole time. And so for a man that I cannot think of anybody that was better to be my father and to be the husband that my mother had, I want to say happy Father's Day to him.
Oh, that is sweet. Debbie, with that great statement that you made, I'm going to put your name in for the drawing. Give me the first letter of your last name.
B.
Debbie B. You got it, Debbie. We're going to do the drawing right at the end of the show today, okay?
Okay, thank you. Have a good day, guys, and happy Father's Day to you.
Thanks.
And, of course, Joey, you have to wait, honey.
Oh, yes, and wait I will.
Good idea. Get it all straight before you go getting anywhere in the daddy role.
You have a great day.
Thanks.
Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Well, News Talk 93.1, Kim and others, hang on for me. I've got to go to a top of the hour break. So, Ronald... Little kid. Aw. Ronald, hang on for me. Cam, you too. I'll be back right after this.
To the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.